The Financial Times guides you through complex issues. In divisive times, don't settle for black and white. When you need the full perspective, turn to FT.com. Become a subscriber today. Search for FT subscription.
The Vox Markets Podcast with Justin Waite. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
Joining me right now for his three charts in 3 minutes. It's the Duchess of the Chart, the female with the Fibonacci's. Nick, you're right, Nick Duke. You're right, Nick.
I am. Very good, thank you.
Yeah, I fancy it's a little bit cooler where I am today. Is it cooler where you are?
Is it?
Yeah.
A little bit, yeah. But it hasn't just kind of... They're expecting it to get really hot, aren't they? So
yeah, yesterday I
was... Yesterday morning it was really hot at this time.
It was hot and sweaty, hot and muggy. You know what I'm saying? It wasn't very nice at all in certain areas.
I slept in the conservatory with all the windows open.
Did you?
It was really nice and cool. And honestly, I've hardly had any sleep. The damn birds and the noise.
Oh, damn lovely. Nature, eh? I know. That's the trouble. It's concrete everything. It'll be nice and quiet then. Okay, let's look at the charts. So the first one is...
Okay, so my crypto tip of the day...
Yeah, go on. Is what?
Ripple,
so you broke up there.
Rippling.
Ripple, okay.
Ripple.
Okay.
Yes,
right.
You can buy it against Bitcoin at Poloniex and Bittrex. I think it's not one of the very well traded ones, but it's really set to go.
Okay, Ripple. Yeah, it's in the top 10 or something, isn't it? I think of
it is. That doesn't mean it's available on all of the exchanges.
Okay, all right. So Ripple apparently has a market cap of 30. Let's look. Market cap of 12 billion. So
I think the initial coin offerings of these currencies are where you really clean up, you know, if you get in on those. So.
Yeah, okay.
If only we knew more.
Yeah, exactly. ICOs are the things, that initial coin offering. I had a guy yesterday, actually, George, who's got an investment fund. You should listen to that podcast if people are interested, but it's called Kryptonite One, and he invests.
Okay.
He invests in Ethereum, a couple of other ones as well, but yes, he's into the token, sort of investing in token, people who give tokens out, but coins, basically. Okay.
I might be back and have a listen.
Yeah, and it's right. He's listed on the next exchange. All right, so let's look at the stocks. First one is flying today. It's 7 Digital, and that 7 DIG is a ticker there. They've announced an acquisition for 2.2 one of its competitors in Europe. So it's, I don't know, it's performing very strongly today. It's 47%
up. What price have you got?
There's a problem with the AIM feeds. There's a problem coming from London Stock Exchange. We're having problems on Vox. I know other sites are having problems, and we're asking our suppliers to sort it out. But at the moment, the price I've got you is 8.125, so it's up 47% today.
In that case, it's not showing on my chart.
No, I think TradingView is suffering with the same problem as well.
In that case, that's... awesome, because you know there was a really good bottom. There's a really good Fibonacci bottom for 7 Digital at 5.6, and we've been really kind of since the start of 2016 bouncing along the bottom, you know, along this Fibonacci support. And we had a quadruple bottom, and then we were kind of rallied off it. We got above the moving averages, we got above the 20 and the 50, looked really set to go higher. This is on the weekly I'm looking at here, if people want to follow along. And then we've made a two-wave correction lower, and now we've seen that impulse higher. I think this is really awesome. But to confirm we've bottomed, we need to get above and close above 9.6. So, you know, this first move is great, but, you know, once we get above 9.6, that level becomes support and resistance. People can put their stop below. I think this looks really, really good in that case. This is a, you know, proper impulsive turn that we've been looking and waiting for. Great news.
Excellent. Okay, I'm just... emailing actually TradingView and saying, I think you're having the same problem as us. Next one is 88 Energy. That's 88E. Of course, let me look at the price on that. So I'm getting live prices, but you're not seeing volume. So, and some of the charts, as I said, but 88 is up to 4.025 pence at 1.26% today. And they've had a successful, apparently, operations update on Icewine 2. What do you reckon with 88 Energy there?
88 Energy was a perfect textbook breakout in the last 2 weeks from a bullish pennant pattern. And this bullish pennant pattern
yeah.
has been a year forming, you know, since March of 2016. So this is going to be a super big move. It's got a lot more to go. The problem is where we are now is sort of 4.2, 4.39 is those previous highs from March 2016. And there's going to be some profit taking here. And I think that's what we're seeing. But this one, 100%, the targets from this bullish pennant pattern are much higher. We should be going to between 5.8 and 6.15 first. But more likely, I think, we're going to go to the second target, which is about 8.9.
Okay, cool. Marvellous. So we're looking at the last one is... What do you say the target was for that then? What do you say?
On 88 Energy.
Yeah, go on.
So between 8.2 and 8.9.
Oh, wow.
For the second target.
That's a good target, isn't it? Okay, cool.
Yeah, so the first one. Yeah, so the first target's sort of 5.85 to 6.15 in that zone. So we'll call it 6, and the second target's about 8.8 then.
Okay, last one is UK Oil and Gas, UCOG. They've had a drillings operations update today, but let's see where they are at the moment. Price-wise, they're at 4.44% to 1.175 pence. So investments are going up this.
Yeah, okay. So what we needed to see in UCOG to bottom and confirm a higher low and a trend reversal was we needed to get above that 50-day moving average, because the 50-day moving average was the problem on the 26th of May. That's what knocked us back. This move today has got us clear above it, and so where that moving average now is support. So we're going to have a gap that'll probably stay open. The support's going to be at 1.11, and I like this to continue higher at least next back to the 200-day moving average, which is 1.4, and only if we can clear that have we really bottomed. But then if we have, you know, this is a really good double bottom setup. You know, we've matched those late 2015 lows. I think this looks really good for very big targets.
Marvellous. Nick, if you put the charts on the company pages and send me them too, I'll put them on the blog at voxmarkets.co.uk/blog.
The Vox Markets Podcast with Justin Waite. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.